This is Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio with Bobby Norris.
Good evening, guys, and welcome to Access All Areas. And we are live on FUBAR Radio. I'm Bobby Norris.
And I'm Ellen Colin.
How are you, Ellen?
I'm great. How are you, hon?
Really good, thank you. Really, really good. Now, guys, you know we always deliver, and this week is no different. We have got a jam-packed show for you. So, we're going to be getting all the behind-the-scenes tea from the new series of Celebrity X on the Beach with the lovely Paige, and maybe a little bit of Love Island tea as well. So, it's going to be a tea party tonight. So, make sure the kettle's on, girls. And then we're joined in the studio. Fresh out of the Celebrity Big Brother house, we've got the lovely Bradley, so we are in for an absolute treat, guys. And talking of treats, you know we always start the show with a little bit of showbiz gossip. And this week we're joined by the lovely Emily and the showbiz writer for Heat and Closer. How are you, Emily?
I'm good. How are you?
So good, thank you, darling. Thank you for coming into the FUBAR studio.
Of course, excited to be here.
Thank you for coming. We love you on Access All Areas. So we always start this show by... Well, the whole show's spilling tea, I won't lie to you. It's what we do very, very well.
It.
Don't call me the Mad Hatter for nothing, darling. So, babes, it's been a busy week, showbiz-wise.
Yes.
What has caught your attention?
Our Pats and Suki Waterhouse having their baby.
Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of broken hearts out there for our Pats.
Mine.
Yeah, me too.
I was a big Edward Cullen fan back in the day.
Oh, my God.
So a bit heartbreaking
by
that.
He was a salt.
He was such... Were you Team Edward, Team Jacob?
Well, I never read any of the books. I'm not much of a reader. I read some Roald Dahl back in the day. And then I advanced to Point Horror.
Right. Oh, my God, yes, Point Horror.
Yeah, and then I did a little bit of Goosebumps.
Goosebumps, loves the Goosebumps.
Loved the Goosebumps. But I wasn't someone for Moby Dick, surprisingly.
No.
So I never read the books, and I don't think I ever saw the film, but he was on my radar regardless. I didn't need to see the film or read the book to know that he was a salt.
Yeah, he was.
Who was the fitter one out of the two out of interest?
I was an Edward fan, but I've always liked the guy that kind of looks a bit like a drug addict.
Is that your type?
That's my vibe. I'm like, you look like you're sick, get in my bed.
I will fix you.
Yeah, literally, that is me. So if they look like healthy, I'm like, oh. No, yeah.
Totally.
A six pack, what? No, I want to be the tanned one in the relationship, so you need to.
Totally.
I love that.
Men can't win. It's just like, too healthy, ick.
Yeah, like,
Well, girls, you don't want your boy to spend too long getting ready, especially not longer than you. Is that right? This is what all my girlfriends tell me. They're like, when their other half literally takes twice as long to get ready, combing his three hairs and a knit.
Oh, my God.
Like, what's he doing in that ensuite?
Totally.
She's come out, she's blow-dried her hair, she's got the Dyson out, she's air-wrapped, she's dressed, she's contoured to the gods, and he's in there, like, blowing his little side part in.
Yeah, and do you know what? They always have, like, one thing to do, and somehow you're still ready before them.
I know, I don't get it. And they come out looking exactly the same.
Yeah.
And it's like, you've just spent an hour and a half.
You just buttoned up a shirt, that's it.
I literally don't get it.
Yeah.
Make it make sense.
But yeah, so they're all got their little baby now, which is going to be the most beautiful baby in the whole world.
Do we know, is it boy or girl, do we know?
I don't think they've announced it. I feel like they're going to be super secretive about it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like we're not going to know the name for ages.
Yeah. And they're not like one of them couples where we know what's in their fridge.
Exactly.
We don't see them getting packed going to, like, Walgreens.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? they're quite DL celebs. 100%,
100%. So, yeah.
Which I respect.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think I'd be like that as well, to be honest. Like, imagine having everyone know your business. I'd be like, oh, bore off. Like,
no.
My life is just as boring
as yours. I'm
literally
going to Tesco.
Literally.
In a tracksuit. Yeah. I'm buying my tequila. I'm not. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Do you know who I love as a celebrity, actually, is Amy Schumer. She just walks around like she fucking got out of bed after a 4-day bedrock. Like, she doesn't even, she has her hair up in the messy bun. I'm like, that would be me as a celebrity. Like, the hat picks would be awful.
There was, I remember Daniel Radcliffe was in, like, Harry Potter. He wore the same outfit for 8 days.
Oh,
so
the
Paps had, like, no interest in
that
photos of him.
So
every time we went out, he just wore the same outfit.
I bet that was strategic.
That
I hope he changed his underwear otherwise. 8 day underwear.
Oh. 2 day underwear is the worst. Like,
8 days. The fucking, their boxes
Can
are getting
imagine?
Up and crawling across the
road.
Oh, no.
Nah. Oh, please, no.
No.
But I love that. Wearing the same clothes because they can't sell the pictures.
Yeah,
then.
Exactly.
That's very, very
that is
clever.
Brilliant.
Smart, huh?
Brilliant.
Smart.
I love that.
So, yeah, I love that for them. Super happy.
Yeah.
Towie returned.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Heard of that show.
So it's back on screen, is it?
Back. Yep. back. And
did you watch it? How was the first episode? One
dramatic,
ep out?
Dramatic, yeah.
Was it?
One ep out. So it came out on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, have you guys been like keeping up to date with it?
No,
not since the day I left. I'll keep it 100. No shade, but since the day I left, I just haven't.
Oh, yeah,
do you know what? I saw the new trailer on TV and it just doesn't look like a British show. Like when I watched it, I was thinking, oh, there's like a new Desperate Housewives or a new,
yeah,
some other American.
Yeah, it's like Selling Sunset-esque, isn't it? It's very like a bit too like produced.
It looks really manufactured. Yeah,
no
totally.
Shade.
No shade, but it does. It doesn't look
no
like.
Shade,
it
but you
did you watch
say
it?
That.
I actually didn't. I'm sorry to say, Bobby. I never.
Oh, don't apologise. I'm not on it anymore. don't affect me.
I've never watched it, but. I was kind of shocked when I saw the trailer because I was like, oh, what's this? Because I love these American kind of reality TV shows. And I was like, this will be fun. And then it said Towie. And I was like, wow, they all looked American as well.
Also, I love you hoping it was going to be American. Then an Essex accent came out. You're all blown away with it. Like, oh, my God.
So is it quite overproduced now, you say, watching it now? Is it very different to how it was back in the day?
I mean, I literally watched it. Obviously, when you're on it, when Amy and Harry were on it, like way Mark, all of the OGs back in the day. And now it's like, some of them are still on it. Like Amy's on it, Harry's on it. And they're obviously always going to be icons. Right. But it is like, I mean, it's like Love Island though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because Love Island, the first season was like iconic.
So
they were having
good.
Sex on the top of the duvet, smoking all
totally.
The time.
Totally. Yeah. Oh, totally. Like, but it's always, it's the same with every reality TV show. The first one is always the best.
Yeah.
You look like you've something to say, Bobby.
What?
Honestly, nothing.
I've got no tea to spill.
He's crying. He's giggling
but
away here.
Lying to us.
I think there's some information that we need to know.
No, I don't know. So moving on from Essex, what else is going down, Miss Emily?
Well, obviously, I know that you guys spoke about a potential new Bond fella.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, now they're talking about potential Bond girls.
Ooh, I'd love to see it. I know people hate that conversation, but I would love to see it.
I love it. Yeah. I don't love who they have in mind.
Who we got in mind?
Michelle Keegan.
What?
She's beautiful though, Michelle.
Done.
She
Actually,
is stunned.
I think that might be a good one.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, she's
I feel
gorgeous.
Like she's very wholesome.
Well, that's just what she's been cast. Well,
but she's stunned.
Has
the straight boys love her.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I love her as a gay guy.
Yeah.
But I mean, obviously, I'm more. I'd rather the night with Mark than Michelle. Let's say, right? You know what bus I'm on, like. I love Mark. Mark knows I love him.
Yeah.
But she is beautiful,
yeah,
and didn't she win like? Back, I don't know if FHM is still a thing. It was never my go-to
oh my
magazine.
God,
no
yeah.
shade. But I think she, year after year after year,
yeah.
like the guys love her.
She is beautiful, but I think the girls love her too.
Yeah,
like
she's relatable.
Yeah.
She's
really relatable.
She's like just like a northern
beautiful.
Girl.
She's northern. She seems down to earth and normal. I think actually that might be a good progression for her because aren't her all her other roles like army barracks? Like you know,
oh, she was in that thing. Race. I mean, she's such a fucking incredible actress.
Was it for once?
The thing where it was her the dead dad in the ghost thing. What was it called?
The Netflix thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, what was that called?
What's her name?
I can't think of what it's called, but she's just incredible.
Yeah.
And I mean, as I say, completely on the other team, right?
Yeah.
But I can appreciate that she's a stunning girl.
Totally.
And if I was into the other.
Yeah.
I think she will look beautiful walking out of the sea in a white bikini. I mean, do Bond girls wear white bikinis or am I thinking of Mylene Klass in the jungle circa 2008?
I don't know. I think that's Mylene Klass.
Maybe Mylene Klass.
But I'm happy for Michelle to get it.
That would be amazing. But wouldn't it be, do you know the way Bond always has the real hot girls around him and he's kind of a, you know, he's a player. Wouldn't it be so fun to see a woman in that role and she has loads of like hot dudes around her?
Can I have that role?
That would be so good.
Would she be like Jasmine Bond?
Yeah. What a fabulous name.
We could...
Sounds
right,
like a
someone
star name.
Get onto the... But copyright
Jasmine,
this shit quick.
But Jasmine sounds like the
listening.
Disney princess. We need something more hardcore, like a hardcore girl name.
Like a...
What, it sounds like James.
Yeah, like, I feel like even a boy's name, that could be a girl's name.
Well, 2024, we don't judge. Know?
Like okay. like Tony or David.
But doesn't it have to remotely, it has to at least begin with a J. What, you're changing the James Bond franchise. We can't just call her Tony Bond. Sounds like a mechanic in Dagenham. Tony Bond. No disrespect to Dagenham or any Tony Bonds out there.
Tony Bond.
So, yeah, watch this space. Yeah. Yeah. Is it confirmed who James is yet? I know there's been a big rumour, but people are going, is it him? Is it not him? I don't think anyone's actually come out, but I feel like this has gone on so long now. No, you know I love showbiz gossip and showbiz news, and I'm here for it. I mean, I've made a career of it, so I'll talk about it till the cows come home. But I feel like we've been speaking about who the new Bond is for so many years that I think Prince Louis is going to be old enough to be James Bond before we get a new fucking Bond.
Imagine.
So, Hollywood, can we just pick someone?
Yes, please. And can I could fit it
into my schedule. Or me. Me and Michelle Keegan.
Perfect.
Mark won't mind.
No, I'm sure not.
I'm no fret.
So, wait, what character would you be playing?
Let's have a gay Bond. No, I'm fucking James.
Oh, right. He's okay.
He's talking
Bond.
About...
You heard it here first. Yeah.
We're
going
to have a gay Bond.
That would be good.
That's diverse.
Nobody has spoke about that.
Nah.
They wanted
2024,
women.
Please.
Yeah, I was going to say, they wanted a woman for a hot sex, didn't they?
I think let's have a gay man. I think let's have Bobby Norris as James Bond as a spy.
I'd be there.
Give us your audition, too.
Well, the thing is, I don't drink martini, so I'm going to change the line to, can I have a gin? A double gin and slim.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Gin and slim. I'm
Gin
that bitch.
And slim.
Yeah.
I'm that's the that tagline.
Martini. Unless it's a porn star martini. I kind of feel like that's becoming a little bit old school now.
Yeah.
Trage.
I can see it.
With Michelle on his arm.
Me and Michelle.
Totally.
Sorry, Mark. Nick and your missus.
Make it happen.
Make it happen. Hollywood's always listening to Access All Areas. So moving on from Bond, what's next, Miss Emily?
Well, a bit of a rogue one, but as soon as I saw it, I was like, what? The iconic Titanic door, as in the one that could have saved Jack, but Rose was...
selfish bitch.
Yeah. We've all seen the clips.
Bought it for 700 grand.
It's a lot of dough. But you know what? I was saying earlier, when I saw that this was a story and it went for 700, even if it went for 70 quid, I mean, I'm sure it's going to go in a museum. But I would want to do the meme and it would go viral.
Yeah.
And I would, 700 grand, 70 quid, £7. I don't give a shit how much you've paid. Let's show that two people fit on that door.
Yeah.
Get your 700 grand's worth because that shit's going viral.
Do you think that's
it's going to pay for itself.
They bought it.
I reckon give it 2 weeks and our social media is going to be flooded with four people on that fucking door.
Yeah.
Do you know the way people are always trying to rob like the Mona Lisa and like these paintings and stuff? I feel like people have their eyes set on
this door. They want
the door. So they can do TikToks with like six people on the door.
I think it is the time old question because everyone knows that Jack could have fit on there. I mean, it don't kind of go with a tragic love story. And I think a lot of us was heartbroken when Leo sunk to the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
And his little curtains was all iced up, his little eyelashes.
And it was blue.
Yeah, oh my God,
yeah.
I shed a tear for him and I thought, I would have put him on my door.
Oh, I just think. But what if she flipped over?
I would have kicked her off. I would kick off Kate for Leo. Sorry, Kate. I love you. But I love Leo more.
Bye.
Got to keep warm in that Atlantic. Was it Atlantic? I don't know. Sea
no,
to
my
me.
God,
was
some cold sea.
My geography ain't no good.
Yeah.
Well, enough about that door.
Yeah.
Coming to TikTok soon, I would imagine.
Hopefully. Keep your eyes peeled.
Literally. I do feel like someone's going to try and steal it, though.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, I feel
it. Where they should keep it in the front garden. Where are they going to steal it from?
I mean, it's not going to be in Fort Knox, like, surely.
And then it's worthless unless someone knows what door it is. So you could nick it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying go and steal it because thieving's wrong, people. Yeah. So I'm not encouraging theft. But if someone went and stole it, if you ain't promoting it's that door, it could be any old door from B&Q.
Yeah.
Do
you know what I mean?
Like you could just recreate that door.
It could
and
just
say,
be any door.
Door.
So what's the point of just stealing? How much is a door? I don't know. I've never bought a door.
Well, they're not that expensive.
30 quid?
Yeah, but also...
Get in touch, guys. Access All Areas Show on Instagram. Give
How
us a follow.
How much is a door?
We
should start doing polls on social media.
Just interesting content. How much is a door in B&Q?
The hard-hitting questions.
Other stores are available. I just don't know many because it's not my kind of shop.
But you know what gets me about these auctions is that door will go for, what did you say, like
700 grand.
Princess Diana's revenge dress went for like 50 grand or something. I was like, what?
Crazy.
Like, it was so minuscule for what that dress
what
that, is.
And what it represented.
What it represented. Exactly. That should have went for millions.
Yeah. Oh,
and
God,
then
yeah.
that door went for that amount.
Because
like,
Marilyn's dress, didn't it go for, I mean, I'm just putting that, I'm sure it was for something. I want to say 4.2 mil, Marilyn Monroe's dress right. that Kim wore to, was it?
Oh, to the Met.
To the Met, yes. Yeah.
The one that she wears, she broke the zip and it all went.
Allegedly.
So she...
I don't know if.
He's got so good at allegedly. I love this.
I'm the queen of allegedly. But there was rumours and speculation on the socials.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm sure someone down the line, the last time it was sold to, I think Ripley's own it now.
Yeah,
you know that
do.
Museum?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's like £4 million, but that's an iconic dress. But Diana's iconic.
She's
do you know
iconic.
What I know?
And yeah. also, give it another 50 years.
Yeah.
She's going to be like the late, late Queen Elizabeth. Like, it's going to be even worth more. So whoever bought it, like, cashed
and
in.
And how much is that old fucking door going to be worth? If it's 700 right? bags now, that's going to be worth more. More than Marilyn's dress. Anyway, it's stressing me out. One more question, babe, and then we're going to go to the game. What's the last bit of showbiz?
Well, I'm really excited about this. John Tucker Must Die with the OG cast coming back to do another one.
Okay. I've actually never seen that.
Ah!
I know.
I hadn't.
What's it about?
It's basically about a guy, John Tucker, sleeping
no.
in case you wondered.
And he must die.
And he's got to die. He's basically sleeping with three girls at once and they all find out and basically try and get revenge on him.
Oh, wow. Oh,
clever girls.
Yeah.
What a scumbag.
Right?
Shagging three girls at the same time.
And they're all pig. So fit.
Yeah.
They're all
Someone tell me when I was doing and spoiler alert, I'm going to let you into a secret. That's what I did Bobby on the street about. But what's the exclusive here? I wasn't one of the girls that he slept with. I did not shag Mr. Tucker. But he come up a little bit on Bobby on the street. Never heard of him. Well, not him, but the show. Well, never heard of Tucker either, to be fair. But someone told me he was the sexy gardener from Housewives. Jesse Metcalf.
Was he?
You know, the one that was was with Nadine from Girls Aloud.
Oh, my God, I forgot that they had a little...
Yeah, they had a little look up. She's from your neck of the woods.
Oh, my God, she is. She's Irish.
Up the road from you.
Up the road. Best friend.
Best related.
Family.
We're family. Why I did an American accent. Yeah, I don't know.
She went from Ireland to America. We've been around the globe. Access All Areas is a travel show now.
It really is. We bring
you everything.
But listen, if I knew he was the main character, I would have been all over
I think we should binge it. We've got two huge plasmas in the studio.
There you go.
We'll
Let's
have a movie
it.
Night.
Let's throw it on after this.
Yeah, bottle Let's of Prosecco. It.
That's I'm why he's sleeping with three girls, because they couldn't say no to the sexy gardener.
To be fair, Ellen would have said no.
I would have said no. Well,
I wouldn't, to be fair, if it was Jesse Metcalf. Just keeping it 100. and that's why I'm broken hearted. Anyway, enough about my broken heart. We always love a little game.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got, you're going to be our quiz master.
I do. I've got a cheeky little game for yous.
So it's headline game, is that right?
It's, two truths and a lie.
Two truths and one lie. Okay.
Who usually does the best at this?
Actually,
I mean, we're both piss
poor. We're both really shocking at it, yeah.
Great, can't wait.
Yeah.
We debated for about 6 minutes last week about Lassie.
About a dog at the Oscars.
Lassie.
I thought he was dead.
It was
well,
Lassie.
It must have,
it wasn't
well, you
Lassie.
Would have
Sorry.
It was messy.
Oh, yeah. And then I started thinking football. I went through a butch 3 minutes. Anyway, we digress. We can't go back down that fucking rabbit hole.
Okay. Please save us.
Made me ill.
Just to talk of football.
Yeah.
Totally.
Unless it's David Beckham, we're not talking. Right, so two truths, one lie.
Yeah.
Let's go.
You ready?
Go.
Okay. So will.i.am says he wants to join Coronation Street.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Rita Ora haunted by a tap dancing ghost.
Oh, dear.
A man discovers he has Sir Mix-a-Lot's old phone after receiving some raunchy messages.
Sir Mix-a-Lot, who's that?
Baby Got Back.
I'm gonna say.
Don't make me sing it.
Sing it. Baby Got Back.
The last one's too random. I'm speaking out loud.
Yeah.
I'm speaking out loud.
did you mean to say I'm thinking out loud?
Thinking and speaking and singing.
Sorry,
I'm a triple threat.
You really are. He's coming for you.
Watch yourself, babe. The last one's so random, it's got to be true. But then the first two are random.
What's the first one again?
Well, I am wanting to be on Corrie.
I think that might be true.
And then what's the other one? Rita Ora is haunted by a dead ballet dancer.
Tap dancer. Tapping ghost. That'd be annoying, wouldn't it?
That'd get on my tits.
That would get
I'm going to say... I can imagine Will.i.am saying he wants a role on Corrie, so I'm going to say Rita hasn't got a dead ballet dancer dancing around her room.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm going to say the Will.i.am as well. Or do we have to pick different ones? I think Will is the truth. Is it one truth, two lies?
Two truths, one lie.
Two truths, okay. So I think Rita is true.
Okay.
And I think Will.i.am is true.
Okay. Oh, you picked the last one's a lie.
So you think he hasn't been getting sexy messages about Baby Got Back?
No.
That's a lie.
Yeah. It's too obvious.
You are incorrect. Bobby is correct.
Winner! Kids, winner!
I just really wanted Rita Ora to be haunted by a tap dancing ghost.
Alas, she's not.
Well, thank you so much, Emily. I love it. You've got to come back and treat us with more Shavey's Gossip. We've loved having you in Access. Now, I gave you a little teaser and I told you about this week's Bobby on the Straight. Now, it was a good one this week because I had to go out and about. You know I love beating the streets of London.
Love it.
And you mentioned Mr. Tucker. It's coming back. I haven't seen the film, but it was quite big news, apparently. People went mad for it.
Yeah.
So I thought I'm going to go to the streets of London and find out what is people's favourite teen movie of all time. So let's cut to Bobby on the Street.
Bobby on the Street. He's the only Bobby on the Street you can trust.
So, guys, let's see what the lovely people of London Town had to say about their fave teen moments. A lot of mean girls out there, a lot of mean girls out there. Now, again, thank you so much, Emily, for coming into the studio. Been an absolute pleasure. Oh, my God, I love Bobby on the Street so much.
So fun, so fun.
What would have been yours?
Well, I think it probably would have been Greece.
Yeah, we're selling people.
We're on the set, but I'm thinking that maybe we're a different generation because were they all millennials? Because to me, Mean Girls...
You talk for yourself.
To me, Mean Girls was basically about 6 years ago. Like, I'm like, what? That's not even a teen movie. Like, no.
And what about yourself, Emily? What be yours?
Yes.
Good one. Right.
That was a great one.
Love it. Right, guys, we're going to go to a little trial and then we're going to be back and we're going to be joined by the lovely, and we've got all the goss coming.
Yes.
We're going to be talking Love Island and we're talking Celebrity X on the Beach with Paige Turley, but we will see you in two.
Access All Areas continues next. FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio presents...
So we have got the incredible Sunita.
How does Sunita whittle down the people she wants to talk to the people she doesn't? What's your criteria?
Well, you've got to be an adult.
Okay.
That's always a good start.
Always a good start. But when I'm an adult, not just like 18, you've got to be like not young enough to be my child. You have to ideally... be London-based, because I am.
Yeah.
Although I don't mind if you've got a country pad, that would be nice.
So at the minute, we're going with age and location are important.
Age and location are good.
Every Friday from 6 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Hello.
How you doing, darling?
I'm good, babe. How are you?
Really good, thank you. Really good. Right, Paige, let's talk. So, obviously, everyone knows you from Love Island and you've got the bug for reality TV and you ain't been put off dating shows, even after breaking up with Mr. Finn, and went into Celeb X on the Beach. Talk to me. How was the experience for you?
You know what? It was emotional, which was kind of to be expected. It was the first time that I'd seen Finn since the breakup. And I think I was quite naive. I thought, because we were on good terms, it was going to be easy. But when you're living in a villa with your ex, and we never really spoke about the breakup, to be honest. So it was awkward anyway. And then when he's getting to know somebody else and I'm getting to know somebody else, the villa just instantly becomes so much smaller. But apart from that, it gave us time to like really sit and chat with each other and kind of get an understanding of where we were at and how we both felt about it. And to be honest, I just had a really good laugh with the girls, so I'm thankful
for that. Love
well.
That. Can't go wrong when you've got the girlies there. So most people will know it's so hard when you have a breakup, regardless if you've ended it or they end it. Even bumping into them on a night out, whether it's in the pub or you see them on the tube or whatever. But then working with them is a whole different kettle of fish. But this goes beyond not even just working. This is then living, which takes it to a whole other level. And then as if that ain't bad enough, you've got to watch them crack on with other people. What was the situation in terms of your breakup? Did you just come to a natural end or...?
Yeah, there was never like a kind of pinnacle moment or a pinnacle reason. It was like, it wasn't like we were arguing a lot. Sorry, you might hear my nephew screaming.
Oh, that's all right.
Of working at home. But there was never like a moment where it was like, right, this is the reason to why we're finishing. It wasn't like we were arguing all the time. It just had kind of been coming for a couple months, I suppose. It was difficult when we were in Manchester. We obviously didn't have any like support network for about us. And it got to the point, it was like, are we going to move to Scotland? Are we not? And then it was just like two best friends living together, to be honest.
Yeah.
And we first started a relationship on Love Island, and Finn was only 20. So by this point,
so young, like, isn't it?
Yeah. And it was like, I don't know, it just had become a very serious relationship very, very quickly. There was so much pressure from the outside world. I remember I went to come back to Scotland for like a girls' weekend, and it was all over the papers, all the split up. And I'm like, I can't even go home for a weekend.
I've only gone on a night out with the girls.
Yeah. And I'm waking up, and I mean, there's like one thing having a fear after a night out, there's another thing being plastered all over the papers.
Yeah.
Thankfully, no for anything that I'd done, but you know, like, this is...
The thing
it
is, as well,
so serious.
Did you guys feel, or did you in particular feel a pressure which kind of made the relationship harder than it needed to be by taking on other people's opinions? Because let's have it right, the Weldon's Chihuahua on social media wants to throw pence in, don't they? But do you think that made it harder for you and kind of escalated the breakup as well?
Absolutely. And Finn could always deal with that side of things a lot better than I could. I found that I kind of got held to a lot higher a standard than Finn. I think... guys, I mean, there's the same for Finn, he would get stuff, but the amount of comments that I would get, like it was about my appearance and about how I spoke, and they literally would pull me apart. And then, like I say, I'd go to Scotland for a girls' weekend, and it was like, oh, how does she go out without Finn? And you think, that is just such a toxic way of thinking. And but it's a young relationship, and every other relationship run about me at my age, that's it's just wild, you know, being glued to each other's hips. And as you said, we ate together, we slept together, we worked together. And it was just so intense. And unfortunately, it did get to a point where it was more kind of platonic. It was like, and that's sad, because it wasn't even like there were fiery arguments. It was just like literally living with a best mate.
Do you know, sometimes I think they're the hardest breakups, because it's one thing when you've been cheated on or they've done something wrong, because you can go in and think, oh, he's a bastard.
It gives you something to be angry
about. Although you're heartbroken, you're angry. So it kind of makes it easier. Yeah. But when there's nothing that's awful and it's just, you've just grown apart naturally, I think sometimes they're the saddest breakups. When did you break up, you guys? Remind me.
I think it was last April time?
It's about a year, isn't it? Or coming up to a year. So when you get the call from your agent and they say, right, we've got Celeb X on the beach on the phone, did you think, right, Finn's obviously going to be in there? Was you expecting him to be the ex? Yeah.
Yeah, I was. And I was to be honest, when I first heard about the show, I was like, oh no, you know, because we had had so much pressure on a relationship, and that was a part of the reason why we broke up. I was like, it's just kind of going to bring us back to that moment again.
Yeah.
But then in the same vein, I'm really glad that we did, because can you imagine you bumping into him like on a red carpet? And you've not seen each other since you were just packing the flat up. And it's like,
awful feeling, isn't it? Especially the first time you see him, like your heart drops out your arsehole. And sometimes you still have them little flutters from him, because you'd be like, oh God, he's looking good. So you then fast forward, you get into the villa. How was that the first few days? Did it who approached who?
So unfortunately, I came out to sea, and when I signed up to the show, I was like, please, please make it Finn that comes out of the sea.
They was always going to have the good-looking girl coming out in her bikini, though. They was never going to have you on the sun lounger.
But, Bob, honestly, I look like a baby seal just flapping around, waving, shouting. You know, they're going to have to make, like, a total effort in the editing process of me coming out this sea.
I'm on the other bus, but Paige, I reckon you probably looked stunning and hot to trot.
I bet slow-mo does everybody wonders. So then I've come onto the beach, and it was fine. Like, it was all right. And then I've got put on a date with somebody else, and then go back into the villa, and that's when it was like really awkward. It's pretty daunting, because although they had only been in for a night, I wasn't sure if I was walking into like Team Finn.
And they were going to be like, yeah, because in your age you're thinking, what's gone on in the last 24 hours, and so much can happen in 24 hours. So I bet in your age you're thinking, tick 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 tick, what's gone on in the last day?
And it's like, I was so nervous. And do you know what, they had actually formed like some sort of friendships very, very, even if it was only 24 hours, very, very quickly. And then obviously I've kind of been plonked into the villa. And it was like, I got grilled instantaneously. So why are you here? Are you want to get back? And I was just so overwhelmed. And obviously he was sat there. So it's just such an awkward experience. And I was actually pretty emotional for a good couple of days after. Entering. And I think Finn didn't really know how to act around about me, because I'd kind of went in and shut it down quite quickly.
Would he get back with you in a heartbeat? Like, did he want to rekindle things? So when you say you shut it down, was he putting it on you and trying it?
No, but from what I hear from other people, he was open to the idea of it. Because Finn would be like very cool as a cucumber to me, and then it'd be other people that would be like, oh, coming and telling me stuff. So he's not the best at expressing his emotions, which I struggled with that during the relationship. So I don't know why I was surprised in the breakup. But I think he was open to the idea
to getting back together. So for you, Paige, was it complete closure? In your head, is there any way in a million years you'd ever get back together? Because everyone on social media is coming up with the conspiracy theories that you're posting things on Instagram, he's posting things, and people are trying to work out if you're in the same building or the same room, but standing in different angles. But people are like, they're together in the same room. Are you back together?
See, when I see some of this, no, I would love to say, like, you know what, the detectives on TikTok are so right. And you know what, I'm not going to lie, sometimes I do quite enjoy how they're connecting the dots.
Oh, it's hilarious, isn't it? You've got to love social, as dark as it can be sometimes.
Yeah.
It's fucking funny. And the time people have on their hands to go all like Inspector Gadget on the photos.
Literally, I honestly don't have time to like keep up my own friends, never mind doing somebody from a TV show. But I can always remember there was loads of comments, and I think there was actually an article saying that we'd broke up just to go on X in the beach. And I'm like, oh, love, come on, that's a bit of a stretch. Have you seen the price of removal men from Manchester? Like,
that'd be most of your fee.
I'm thinking, wow, come on, this is a bit far now. But they do make me laugh.
So, thin aside, babes, obviously, like the clues in the title, Celeb X on the beach. Let's talk about some of the other celebs in the villa with you. Was it all love and light and everyone sat around making friendship bracelets? was there any scraps, any ding-dongs? Because X on the Beach was known for, especially back in the day, not so much the celeb ones, there was actual tear-ups. There was girls ripping out each other's easy locks.
Yeah, it was wild. And I think that's probably why I was so nervous going on to the show, because that's instantaneously what I thought the show was. I mean, there was definitely a few very heated moments.
With her.
There's definitely going to be drama. You know what? See, because we filmed it last September, I actually can't remember a lot of it. I just look back at it and being like, it was a dead fun time despite all the emotions. The girls and I laughed. But there was definitely a few moments it was like, oh, this could go south very, very quickly.
And can you tell us who with? What can we look forward to seeing over the series?
I think there was there's actually a couple of clashes with Jared and the girls kind of throughout it. And then who else? To be fair, every couple had a bit of a clash, as you can imagine.
Standard.
X is coming in. And yeah, but I think throughout the most of it, it was probably Jared against the girls.
Who was the strangest hookup, in your opinion? Like, was it exes getting back together, or did someone else come out the sea and then end up hooking up with someone? Who did you kind of think, oh, that's a strange one, or just didn't see it coming at all?
I'm trying to think who was actually ended up together. I would probably say maybe Joe and, I don't know if, you know, I mean, I've got to say it now. I think probably maybe Joe and Jess, because Jess came in like halfway through or closer to the end.
She wasn't in there from the early doors.
No, Jess had come in maybe halfway through, and obviously Joe and Tamara had been getting to know each other.
Yeah.
So I think that was probably the one that I was like, oh, didn't see that coming.
And how did she take it when Jess came out of the sea?
Took it very well, because remember they were married at first sight together.
Yeah.
And Jess had went with Tamara's husband at the
time. Fucking hell.
It could have went a lot worse.
Fucking hell. Funny how well.
Yeah. Literally, but Tamara, bless her, she took it well. And Jess and Tamara, they get on, and Jess is lovely.
So did they have any existing beef? Obviously, it ain't ideal, but did they kind of get on, or did they have a bit of a few words?
No, I think they had met each other after Married at First Sight, a couple of years before filming X, so they had kind of got a lot of it out then.
Oh, good.
But unfortunately, they had kind of fizzled out. And they were actually quite friendly with each other.
What were your highs and lows of doing X?
Oh, I would say my low was definitely going in. I felt as alien. Like, obviously, I'd done Love Island, but it was just very, very different. You didn't have the pressure of an ex being in there. And
yeah.
There was a lot more emotion this time round. So I think definitely when I went in, that was probably my lowest point. I was just so overwhelmed for a good couple of days. And then my highest point was probably the final night. We had like a burning ceremony. So we got to write everything that we were releasing. And it was such a wholesome moment that the full villa shared. And we actually got to know each other on like a really deeper level. Some of the guys go into like a childhood trauma and stuff. And it was just a really, really nice moment, despite having lived with each other for 2 weeks and it be like we're at each other's throat most nights.
I love them kind of moments. I mean, I'm so spiritual and it's so up my street, but I love like a burning ceremony, and especially when people take it serious and they literally, they're like, do you know what, I'm going to really open up to you. I think it's such an honour.
Yeah.
An absolute honour when someone can, just be so real and so raw. I'm going to ask
you,
babe.
What? To be fair. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, darling. No.
Everybody did like arse over head. That's really bad, because it's meant to be such a nice moment. Everybody took it really seriously and did actually have a moment of like weakness almost, or like
vulnerability. Was there any shagging in the villa?
Yes.
Can you tell me any more than that, or are you just gonna say yes to the shagging? A lot of shagging? Because can you hear it? You're all in the same room.
Well, I think other people could hear it, but I'm quite like, if I'm my head's in the pillow, I'm out.
Oh, you're
so
lucky
I think
then.
Keeping me snoring and then the shagging.
And then them shagging.
Oh, well, thank you. I didn't get to hear the shagging though. Well,
you should have stayed up longer. So, Paige, you've recently said that you would have loved to appear on Love Island's All Star, but you couldn't due to your contract with X on the Beach. If they did another All Stars on Love Island, would you do it?
I don't think I would, you know.
Was you approached to do this one?
Yeah, but I think everybody was approached. Everybody that I've kind of spoke to anyway was approached.
But you'd obviously already filmed X.
Yeah, so we'd already filmed X. And to be fair, I think the closer it got, they were going to bend the rules in the contract. But I just didn't see. I think I bumped into like a lot of the Islanders. And I think if something was going to happen with one of them, it would have. And I couldn't go on there for 6 weeks and pretend or sit next to a guy and think you're an absolute wally, but I'm just going to see it through for a suntan. You know, I had a really nice experience the first time round, and I got really lucky that I met Finn, and I actually genuinely did fall in love with him.
And you won it. So the pressure's kind of on. Do you think that a lot of people just went in there for the paycheck or to kind of get a few more followers on social media? But do you think when there's checks being thrown about and there's a little bit of cash involved and building people's profiles
that changes
again?
A lot of things. And anybody that says any different is lying. I mean, some of them I'm sure didn't actually bump into each other before the show, and it was. And I believe that being in that environment, it can help develop feelings and stuff. So rather than just kind of passing something on a carpet, but anybody that doesn't say the followers in a check wasn't part of their decision is talking balls.
Oh, Paige, thank you so much, Charlene. It's always a pleasure to interview you.
Thanks, Bob.
Bye, Paige.
Bye.
Bye, darling.
FUBAR Radio presents
Politics Uncensored. Joining me in the studio this week, we have James Robertson. How apathetic, James, do you think people are heading into this local election?
I think people aren't apathetic, are they? People can't be apathetic. It's just like whether it's hard out there and people are very frustrated with our politics. What they perhaps struggle to see is the relationship between voting for someone and them delivering things for them and delivering on the promises that they have made. So it's more to do with trust and less to do with sort of apathy, I think.
Every Thursday,
FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to Access All Areas, guys. We are live on FUBAR Radio and we are joined by the lovely Bradley, fresh out of the Celebrity Big Brother house. Brad, how are you, babe?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on the FUBAR Radio.
Yes. You're so welcome. We're so glad to have you in it because we've literally been living and breathing every minute, and Access has been all about Celebrity Big Brother. So firstly, we've got to start. How is life post coming out the house? Crazy?
I had the best outcome possible because I got a backdoor eviction and then I had 24 hours without my phone, but I was able to process everything. Like, what the hell was I doing for these past 3 weeks? Like, I was sat there processing. I had a chaperone, Shanna, who was absolutely amazing, and we just spoke with each other. I was just like, because she couldn't tell me all the information about what was happening on the outside world, but I was just sat there going, what have I been doing? And it let me sit in my thoughts, and I was like, I've had the best time ever. I had
literally
the best friendships in there, the best task. Everything was just incredible, and I had time to process that before my late in life when I went on to Thursday, when everyone saw the cruel eviction, as people say.
It's a nice way to come out, though. Like you say, it's nice that you've seen positive in that and that you've come out at a happy point. But the nation's heart broke. I have to tell you, watching that, there was actually a lot of tea. I was welling up.
I know, because it was such a
when
shock.
When AJ walked out, I was like, no.
I know, and I always kind of feel it's lovely. Like, you would have come out to so many cheers.
Oh my God, yeah.
So it would have been really, I feel like it would have been lovely for you, but how do you feel about that? Like, would you have been terrified walking out to a crowd?
I think part of me in the back of my head the whole time, it was like, oh my God, are people going to boo me? Are people going to cheer me? And I think it was the first eviction, and I whispered to Fern before like the eviction happened. I was like, I'm waiting to hear Get Bradley Out. I always have this voice in the back of my head sometimes. It's like negative voices that I think from the past, and it's always there. And it's like, people are not going to accept me. People are not going to like me for who I am. And I said to the Fern, and she was like, shut up. That's your past. Shut up. Don't let them get to you type thing. And then I didn't hear it. And I was like, oh. And then when I got evicted, obviously the backdoor eviction, it was a bit like, oh, everything I've done, I've stayed true to myself. I'm very happy about what I did in the house, but maybe people didn't warm to me as they warmed to other people. And then when I came out to the house, it wasn't the reaction. It was a shock. And I was like, oh my God, that's probably the best possible outcome, to have a shock people that I left in that way, 100%.
Yeah, definitely. Sure. Were you worried when you saw that you were getting evicted? Like, did you think, has something happened that I need to be pulled out of the house right now? Or did that ever go through your mind?
No, I think a lot went through my mind, actually. I was about to say, no, a lot was going through my mind. Because it was like, when that morning me and David were in the garden and we were speaking about, and David and me were like, there's not going to be six of us here Friday. And I was like, yeah, there's not going to be six of us here Friday. And as time went on, it was like Wednesday was the last time for another person to get evicted.
Okay.
And we were sat there, and then suddenly this rendezvous came out at like 7 p.m., 8 p.m., quite late in the evening. It was dark outside. And then as people were meeting their loved ones, I was like, this doesn't feel right. And then as I was the last one, I went, oh, this doesn't feel right. And I whispered to David, I was like, I'm either going to see a loved one or I'm going to get evicted.
Wow, so you kind of knew.
Yeah, kind of deep down. And then I think that's why my reaction was so like, oh, because I had it in my head. I was like, I'm the last one. This is the last time someone's getting evicted. And David laughed and was like, oh, yeah. And then I went in, and then obviously I got evicted. And that's why he was like, no, because I think his no was more of a no, like, he knew. Like, yeah. This was a no of like, oh my God, he knew what was coming type thing.
Oh, God.
So, babe, I wanted to ask you because, and I'm sure you've seen all in the press and especially on social media, but Ekin-Su, she's received a lot of backlash from the show and especially from withdrawing from appearing at the finale.
Yeah.
What do you make of this? Because she's come out and she said that she feels that she was given the villain edit. Do you think that's true? And what's your thought on everything that's going on, both in press and on social right now?
I haven't watched anything back yet as such, but in the house, all I can say from my point of view, Ekin-Su was so kind, so loving, and in the house, I felt like I was seeing her, and maybe that wasn't portrayed on camera. I don't know what was portrayed, but with me and her, it was like I made such close bonds with Coulson, Nikita, David, that I was comparing those like close bonds, like I could see like me being best friends with them for the rest of my life, to Ekin-Su, who I didn't have those deep conversations with, I didn't have those meaningful conversations with, but in the house, she was so loving, so kind, and she was always open for a conversation. So I don't know where, I think I said this before, it was like, I don't know where this persona of her being fake has come from, but what I saw, I think I saw the real Ekin-Su, and maybe if it wasn't the real Ekin-Su, what I saw, I really enjoyed being around.
Like, I feel like the persona that people have seen from watching it was that she was so close to Louis Walsh. Like, I think for the first few weeks, we saw her sat with Louis Walsh nearly in every scene where we saw Ekin-Su. And then when he got the booze on one of the live evictions, she then, it looked like, now it could have just been edited this way, but it looked like she changed tact and she didn't want anything to do with Louis. And they were showing some clips where Louis was trying to chat to her. And then she kept on going, oh, go away, Louis. Like, just go away. No, give me space. And it just made it look like she all of a sudden realized that he's not popular. She wanted to distance herself from him. But in saying that, I don't think she deserves the hate that she got when she came out. It's a reality TV show at the end of the day. And it has to be light and shade. They have to make people look good. They have to make people look bad. Mm. And she's a nice girl. Like, she'd done nothing wrong.
Because I think naturally, maybe at the beginning of the experience as such, I gravitated towards, obviously, David, Nikita Coulson, and Zizi and Marisha. I feel like that was a natural thing. And maybe her natural thing was to gravitate towards Louis and Sharon and stuff like that. Maybe that was... I don't think she was being fake in that thought. I think it was just a natural thing.
Yeah.
And obviously, as all of that, not that group, I don't want to say that, but like them, people like Lauren started going, people started like everyone was going one by one. Maybe then she was like, oh, I need to then make more of an effort with everyone else. And I don't think that was her being fake. I don't think that was being her like being fake, as I said, but I think it was just a natural human response to, oh, I've made a really close bond with these people, but now they're slowly going, let me start speaking with other people. But I don't think she was a villain in that case or being fake. I think it was just like a human response to that situation because all of her friends were leaving.
Yeah.
And let's talk Mrs. O, because I think fucking so iconic. What was she like to live with? Because when I saw she was going in there, I was going to say to ITP, I'll go in for free. Yeah. To live with Sharon. I love that woman. Yeah. Is she as amazing as I want her to be?
Oh my, when I remember sat in like, you know, on the launch night and then Louis and Sharon walked in, I was like, this is normal. This is absolutely normal. Like, this, I watched him growing up. I was like, this is so normal. And then when obviously me and Sharon, I think me and Sharon got close before me and Louis got close. Obviously, me and Louis, we got close while people were going type thing because it was just eight of us in the house. So we started having these more conversations. But when me and Sharon, we just got along straight away. I feel like she's the type of person who always ask questions, and I feel like that's the great person to be around. She's camp as hell. Like,
yeah,
she is
love
camp.
That.
And like,
maybe that's why we love her.
Maybe it is. But it was like, I remember one day I walked in the out the garden into the living room. She was just stood there washing up by herself, and I was just like, Sharon Osbourne's washing up my mug right now. What the hell's going on?
Man.
And then we spoke, and then I think as days went on, she understood me and I understood her, and we just got this bond. And yeah, I love her to pieces. She was so amazing because she like helped around the house when no one wanted to help around the house, but she was washing them and we're like, no, Sharon, sit down. But
See, that's funny because everyone said, well, a lot of people have said, won't say everyone, but a lot of people have come out and said, Louis didn't lift a finger.
Yeah.
So it's hilarious to hear that Sharon O is washing up cups, like in marigolds with the old fairy liquids.
Yeah.
And Louis won't lift a finger.
But Sharon's not even just washing up. She's washing up in these outfits that are worth so much money.
Worth more than people's houses.
Yeah. She's just there like, oh, no, it's fine, it's fine. I'm like, Sharon, sit down.
Stop.
But no, she would never. She would always help out a lot.
And what was the jewellery like? Diamonds? Big rings?
Like, one night, I remember she was washing up. She had these pearls, these massive. And I have these little pearls. These probably fake. Yeah. They're fake pearls. She had these massive pearls and these pearls all around here. And I remember just going to Fern, how much do you think her outfit is? And she was like
they're not
much,
they're not Claire's accessory.
No,
shade to Claire's.
No, yeah. They're not plastic. They are.
It's going to be all Chanel and Gucci.
Yeah, she
and
wore
all
a lot of
that.
Chanel outfits.
And her little Mary.
Was you sad when she went?
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
I feel like she was at part of it. I feel like I don't want to say there was two groups. There wasn't really two groups, but I feel like us, the Wash Boys, and like Zizi and Marisha, I feel like we all made a really tight bond and we understood each other, we loved each other. And I feel like Lauren and Louis and like Sharon and XC Levi, they all had a set, like, they had their, it was kind of a bit like a more mature group type thing.
Yeah.
But Sharon was like the magnet between us, where we would have different interactions. Like, I got really close with Levi, I got really close with Sharon, I got really close with Lauren. It was like, she was the spokesperson to overlap those groups.
She was basically the mother of the household, like brings everyone together.
Like the glue.
Like the glue. And she also had her own bedroom, right?
Oh,
so, like,
yes.
How often did you see Sharon? Like, what time did she rise? What time did she go to bed? I wanted to know it all.
We'd see her quite a lot the day. It was like, we would wake up, say, I'm not sure what time, but it would say about like 9 a.m. type thing. And then she would come in maybe like an hour later. But yeah, we'd see her. She was probably just lying in bed because the lights come on and everyone's like, God, do I get up? Do I not? And then, So when the lights go on and no one moves, they then put an air horn on to get you out of bed. And then you're like, oh, this is the time to get up. So they probably did that to Sharon in her own room, but we never saw it.
I doubt it.
I doubt it.
I've just got whoever her manager is. Well, she manages Ozzy, so maybe she manages herself. Maybe she's like a Kris Jenner. Yeah. I mean, negotiation-wise, that agent's fucking incredible. To wangle you your own room, allegedly 500 grand for 5 days, fucking
iconic.
Incredible.
Iconic.
No tea, no shade. Yeah. Fucking.
We were trying to start a fundraiser to get her to stay longer.
To stay the 3 weeks. But tell me now, did she have an hairdresser sneaking in? Because there was times she was walking around the house and she's had a blow dryer done. I know she had. I used to be an hairdresser.
So when we were in the house, there was a thing and it was like, oh, Sharon's got her makeup and hair team in there. But it was all a lie. She was doing it herself.
She can blow dry her hair that good.
So like, we walked in and everyone was like, oh, she's had a team in. But then we had a conversation about it and she genuinely was in there blow drying her hair. She did everything herself.
I thought she had glam slipping through the back door.
Because that's what we thought. We were like, oh, it's Sharon Osbourne. Of course she, like, do you get me? It's like, let her do it. Do you get me?
But
she didn't see anyone. The whole three, like, not 3 weeks, but the whole 8 days, I think she was in 7 days, she didn't see a soul apart from all of us.
Wow.
And then the funny thing was as well, she had a phone in her room and like, she obviously...
To the outside world.
No, there wasn't a real phone. But they put a phone in there and it looked like it was a real phone, but she was like, No, it doesn't
using
work.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, that would actually drive me demented knowing it's not even working.
Software. I genuinely, no shame, I couldn't give a shit if someone gave her a pedicure, a manicure, a blowdryer. You're Sharon Osbourne, do you know?
Yes,
I'll go in there and blowdryer her for her. I genuinely thought she was getting blood. Because there were certain points I was thinking, she looks fucking incredible.
No,
you know?
Yeah.
She's camera ready. The bitch understood the assignment.
Because she would walk in for like a cup of tea or coffee, like at say, like when we all just woken up and I'm in my Udi, my frog headband, like, why am I wake this early? And then she would walk in this like nice silk like pajamas, and then she would go away for like 30 minutes and she'd come back and we'd all be like, God, did she have a glam squad in there? And she was like, no, I've just learned it over the time. And we're like, you either she's lying or she's got the skills.
Oh,
but I 100% think she's definitely got the skills. She's
what was the rules when it come to Mrs. O's room? Could you all go and knock for her? Or when Sharon's in her room, don't bother her?
So the door of the diary room is here. Mm. We obviously have to press a button if we want to go in there. Or most of the time we get called in there if there's an event that's happened in the day and they want us to talk through it. So there's door, diary room button that not many of us press, like we'd always get called. So that's always locked unless you get asked to go through there. And through there is the task room where you saw like the kissing booth us eating the gross food.
Yeah.
And then next to that is the diary room. And then front of that is Sharon's room, which I never saw. I've never been in there.
So she couldn't just go and give her a ratty tat.
She was away from the riffraff.
To make sure.
But I feel like when Louis started walking towards there, they were like, unlock. Yes, yeah. Louis can go in there.
Yeah, Louis was allowed in there.
But this is what I want to ask, because I think we spoke about this a couple of weeks ago. Now, obviously, you've lived with this guy for weeks.
Yeah. Mm.
Bless his heart. I think we spoke, I don't know if it was on camera or off, but I wasn't sure if he understood what the gig was at one point.
Yeah.
I think he thought when he was in Sharon's room, and this is all just my opinion, I don't think, bless his heart, he thought he was being filmed because the things he was saying,
he was spilling
so much tea and talking so much.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So did he tell you that he didn't think he was being filmed in Sharon's room?
We were sat in the living room at one point. It was like me, David, Nikita, Coulson and Louis. And we were just talking about random stuff. And he was like, and then he said something and we're like, oh. And then he goes, but it's not getting filmed, is it? And we're like, it's 24 hours, Louis. Louis, it's 24 hours.
Oh.
Like, I don't think he understood that he was always being filmed. And then sometimes he would go like this and you're like, Louis, they can still probably hear you.
There's
there's cameras everywhere.
I love it.
But I loved living with Louis. I thought he was so funny. And I feel like it was like a, all of us obviously knew what we were getting into, so seeing him going, like, having no idea. And there was one point where we'd be like, he would wake up and he'd be like, so what's happening today? And then he'd like point at like Nikita or Coulson or me or David and be like, you know what's happening today. And we're like, Louis, none of us know.
Oh my God.
And I think at one point he thought that we all knew what was going but him. It was like, aww, the only person that knew what was going on, didn't know what was going on, was him. And we're like, Louis, we have no idea what's going on. We're just
I would have totally made up a fake day for Louis. I would have been like, right, Louis, at 10 o'clock, you have to do all the wash up. Then you have to make us all breakfast and lunch. But, you know, Louis had like the biggest of all turnarounds on that show.
Oh my God.
I feel like he was kind of hated at the beginning because he was very vocal. And we're not actually used to seeing that anymore on TV when people keep on, you know, name dropping.
Yeah,
and 100%. Like spilling the tea. It's great television, like really good. But then I think people started to notice if Louis was taken out of that equation, it, like, you were all brilliant, but you wouldn't get the juicy stories and stuff.
He had a different energy.
He had a different energy and he was bringing it. And he was, like, not afraid of being cancelled.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Because he didn't know he was being filmed, to be fair.
The geezer
thought he was just in, like, a green room or, like, in someone's, like, after party.
Honestly, totally. And then I think social media noticed that, like, this guy is obviously genuine because he doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
So then they kind of turned and started to like him. And I was the same. I was literally on that little wave with Louis. And now I kind of like him. I'm like,
I loved him in there. Especially, like, obviously, I don't know, like, behind the scenes, like, conversations. But a lot of the time, he would say what he feels. He'd be like, shut up, David. Shut up, Brandon. Like, it would be like, very open. But then, I don't know what it's showing, but, like, we'd be singing for him. And then he'd be like, I love you guys, really. Like, he was one of those, like, he would have a hate-love relationship with everyone. Like, he loved everyone, but also hated everyone. And it was like, he was just there for a good experience. And I feel like he did, when he came out, he was like, I'm ready to go home, but I don't regret doing it. And I've loved doing it. And
that's nice.
He was a very good person to have in the house, a different energy and very thankful he was there.
I've got time for one more question. It goes so quick, Access All Areas. And again, thank you so much for coming in, babe. We'll get that in there before the show ends. But I've got to ask, You get that far into it, and then you get rap party. Who was the most trashed at the rap party?
See, with the rap party, someone asked me this the other day. It was like, realistically, we finished, I think, at like maybe 1:30, 1 o'clock. We got there, and then we had to leave. So it was like, because obviously we got to the rap party and then everyone's been there for a while. So none of the cast really saw much of each other at the rap party. So I think, no, we couldn't really see who was the most trashed. But I mean, if I don't remember, then I guess I was.
Oh, was a sign of a good night. Yeah, was there a couple of Jager bombs going round?
Yes, a couple of Jager bombs. Got me a drink.
Yes, we love
and
it.
And to sum it all up, you had a great experience.
Oh,
then.
My God, so good.
You
yes.
were brilliant, by the way.
And we're already
so
planning, you know, a good trip together.
Group
a
chat.
Together.
Hey.
Already a group What's chat.
Is Louis in the group chat?
He's not yet. So
get him in.
Pending.
I was going to ask for his number.
Thank you so much again for coming in.
Yeah,
it's been an
me.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you, Miss Ellen.
Thank you.
Amazing show. Thank Guys, you. Thank you so much for listening. And back next week. Take care.